I think I've just read the perfect book for Halloween and then some, Help for the Haunted by John Searles. It's terrific, literally full of terror, totally compelling, believable, and ghostly chilling. Searles knows how to create menacing characters and troubled souls given to extreme behavior. But he's at his best with psychologically credible, everyday rational folk who believe in family and love, religion and doing good, but who slip into a nether world between normal and paranormal. Who could be more normal than Sylvester Mason, a dentist who lives in a Maryland suburb with his pretty Bible-quoting wife and their two daughters, 17-year-old Rose, wild and cynical, and 14-year-old Sylvie, precocious, loving, the good girl, whose voice guides this narrative. Help for the Haunted is her story of what happened one dark and snowy night when she waited for her parents in their car. Her parents are demonologists. Bored with his life and recognizing that his wife has a gift for understanding others, for calming them, soothing them with prayer, Sylvester gets her to join him in a kind of exorcism business, helping desperate people who say they've been possessed by spirits that have no intention of leaving on their own. Rose says it's all bunk. Sylvie goes along. One night the phone rings. It's not a client, but Rose, who has run away. She begs her parents to come get her at a deserted church not far away. They leave immediately, taking Sylvie with them. Her father goes in first, but when he doesn't come out, her mother goes in. And then, alone and terrified, Sylvie makes her way to the spooky church. For a long moment I stood for some sound of them, but none came. End of chapter one. Who would have wanted to murder her parents, the police want to know. Sylvie has already identified a disgruntled client she saw hanging around that night, and he's locked up as the prime suspect. The problem is he's got a good alibi. Meanwhile, the girls, particularly Sylvie, are ostracized, mocked, their weirdo parents much in the news. Rose doesn't care. She's off doing her thing. But Sylvie hears strange sounds in her head, sees lights go on and off in the basement, feels that the doll her mother used to carry around with her everywhere is watching. She's curious, though, and courageous. Slowly, secrets about her parents' strange work emerge. She discovers she has her mother's gift for intuition and faith, and she knows there's a killer out there who's coming for her. Searles moves back and forth in time, dropping clues, all the while keeping the fright level high. The horror that stalks this page-turner is so adroitly grounded in things ordinary and real that the reader almost suspends disbelief and comes to think that maybe there are malevolent spirits out there. I'm Joan Baum.